Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, Thankful Tuesday. I hope that you're having a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you are listening along. You know, we're in John's Gospel. We're in chapter 7 today, verses 37 through 52. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs and we'll read the last third of Proverbs chapter 15, starting in verse 20, and we'll go through verse 33. In John's Gospel today, we read about the religious leaders' attempt to arrest Jesus. Remember, this is during the Feast of Booths or the Feast of Tabernacles, and there is so much celebration going on in Jerusalem. Beginning in verse 37. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from the innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the people, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, "This certainly is a prophet." Others were saying, "This is the Christ." Still others were saying, "Surely the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the descendants of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, "Why do you not bring him?" The officer answered, "Never has a man spoken the way this man speaks." The Pharisees then answered them, "You have not also been led astray, have you? No one of the rulers or Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But the crowd which does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to him before, being one of them, said to them, "Our law does not judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it?" They answered him, "You are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee." Before we move on, I just want to talk a little bit about Nicodemus. Here, the Pharisees are questioning who is believing in Jesus. And they're like, none of the Pharisees are believing, are they? And then Nicodemus speaks up and he says, "Hey, we at least need to hear what this man has to say." Remember, this is Nicodemus, who in chapter 3 came secretly to Jesus in the night, and Jesus told him, "You must be born of the flesh and born of the Spirit." It seems as though Nicodemus has become a secret believer, and since most of the Pharisees hated Jesus and wanted to kill him, Nicodemus was risking his reputation and his high position when he spoke up for Jesus. We hear about Nicodemus one more time in the scriptures. After Jesus' death, Nicodemus came to Jesus' tomb and brought spices for his body. That'll be in John chapter 19 and verse 39. As we move into the Proverbs, I want us to think about it on several levels. One, and first, I think we need to come to the Proverbs searching for wisdom for our own hearts and souls. What is it that needs to change within us? And then secondarily, perhaps praying for wisdom for those in our friend group or our family who may also need wisdom that is mentioned in this text. So as we read your word, Lord, would you help us to be prayerful for ourselves and for others? And would you do a great work in us, the work that only you can do? Beginning in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight. Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from Sheol below. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundary of the widow. Evil plans are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. He who profits illicitly troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes gladden the heart. Good news puts fat on the bones. He whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who neglects discipline despises himself, and he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Proverbs here is teaching us how to get wise, and it's summed up in verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom. So we are wise when we fear the Lord. Let me tease that out a little bit. What does it mean to fear Him, to be in awe of Him, to esteem Him, to respect Him, to honor Him, to adore Him? So Father, would you teach us how to fear you? Another proverb today that really sticks out to me that is a challenge for us is in verse 23. How delightful is a timely word? Who might you encourage today with your words? A word spoken at just the right time to put balm on a wound or to help encourage someone along the way. Lord, help us to use our words for life. And then finally, what sticks out in verse 31 is a willingness to accept reproof. Lord, help us to know what in us needs to change. Listen to verse 31 again. He whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. It is Thankful Tuesday, so I've gone through Proverbs chapter 15, starting in verse 20 through 33, and I've found some things that we can be thankful for. As always, we're continuing to be thankful for people and places and things, and especially for the character of God. So take some time today to contemplate all the great gifts that God has given. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for your Spirit that lives in us, and we thank you for the life-giving reproof that you give to us in the pages of Scripture. We pray, Lord, that you would give us discerning ears and that you would give us good news today, encouragement. We pray that you would hear our prayers. We thank you for family and for wisdom and understanding, for counselors that you put around us to help us, for a timely word, for pure dealings, for people who are willing to listen and help. And we thank you especially for Jesus, our Lord. Help us to follow in his footsteps today. And thank you that from him, rivers of living water flow. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.